Is the era of the shopping mall coming to a close? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association for American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stefan Ahl, associate professor of city and regional planning at the University of Pennsylvania, determines whether the mall is really dying or just needs a shakeup.
The mall isn't dead. It's just changing. Today, thousands of empty suburban malls dot the American landscape, describing decaying buildings and cracked asphalt parking lots. Eulogy after eulogy arrives at the same conclusion. The mall is dead. But 8,000 miles away, another vision of the mall has taken hold, one that could well spell its future. Hong Kong has more than 300 shopping centers, but most of the city's malls don't sit on asphalt parking lots. Rather, they're above subway stations or underneath skyscrapers. Some are connected to so many towers that they form megastructures, cities in and of themselves that can accommodate tens of thousands of people who live, work, and play without ever going outside. Now developers in mainland China and around the world are beginning to closely copy Hong Kong's projects. But will they improve upon the suburban shopping mall's faults or simply exacerbate them? Unlike the sprawling suburban counterparts, the urban malls belong to a high-density, mixed-use community, and they're surrounded by apartments and pedestrians rather than a sea of asphalt and cars. But as convenient this urban form may be, it does come with strings attached. In the case of many of Hong Kong's developments, the mall is deliberately placed at the intersection of all pedestrian flows, between all entry points into the structure and the residential office and transit areas. They're impossible to miss and impossible to avoid. It normalizes a culture of consumerism. Everyday life is played out on the terrain of the mall, and the private shopping atrium takes on the role of the public square. The Asian hyperdense urban mall is also making an appearance in American cities. Miami has Brickell City Center, New York City has the Santiago Calatrava design Oculus in the new World Trade Center, and there are more to come. In short, the mall isn't dead, it's just changing.
That was Stefan Ahl of the University of Pennsylvania. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.